100 days of evidence, 100 days of gratitude. And I think if we concluded yesterday that it was day 18, well, not being sure, but that's fine, then today will be day 19. Oh, what a glorious day today was. I just got back from line dancing every Monday at the local spot. And we have this cute little group of regulars, and then there's always people who hop in, hop by later. And there's something I used to always, I think I used to have like a incorrect depiction of what line dancing used to be like. Perhaps just like only old people doing certain steps, but the dances are so hard, so elaborate. But once you all nail it and like are doing the choreography in sync, it's such an empowering feeling. And obviously, I love country music, so but we even have line dances to like rap and Latin music, so it's just so much fun. And especially the easier dances are more accessible to everyone. So even sometimes the guys around the bar will come up, or the somewhat older people. It's so much fun instead of just the gals dancing. But tonight it was only the gals dancing. And the hubby surprised me because he showed up at the he was there at the bar. I didn't even know he was gonna come. There's something comforting when the hub is sitting there. It's like a blanket of love. And then I got a letter from immigration saying that they received my application for my 10-year green card, which doesn't mean I'm legal yet. It doesn't mean it's approved, but they received the application, which is one step closer. And then I've had an amazing class this morning, Season of Winners. People were so on fire. People were inspired. People were like, "Can we do another round?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah, we can." So I made another round. If you're gonna if I'm gonna get quiet, or like if there are long pauses with these 100 Days of Gratitude episodes, it's because I am anchoring my breath and I'm doing this like little time travel in my mind. When it comes to line dancing, by the way, I've been spoiled because I've been taught line dancing in Scottsdale, which is literally the mecca of like the where the line dancing happens. I'm pretty sure Nashville is some like up there too. But Scottsdale has such a huge line dance scene. And there's so many like people who are like so good at it. So it's like a complete art to see, but and I'm enjoying being in this small town because we actually have space to dance. Hundred days of evidence, 100 days of gratitude, day 19. I am the luckiest person alive because I have snoring dogs around me. I don't know if you can hear that. I live in America. I went line dancing, and my hub watched me. I had a great news from immigrations. I had connecting moments with the students. I had great conversations online on the Facebook. I had hysterical conversations in real life with one of the gals at the bar. I got really productive. My afternoon meal for my meal plan was really good. I had a wrap with turkey and all these veggies, like, oh my God, so many veggies. And one of the chickens hatched today. And my arugula vegetable is growing. It's showing its tiny heads. Such abundance. I'm the luckiest person alive. My amazing ones. If I'll forever do the time jumping, like there's no way of no ways that my, I don't know, 14-year-old self could ever imagine living in the US, going line dancing, having the love of her life, having amazing pets, chickens, amazing godlike nature around her. Oof, American car. I keep coming back to that. I don't know if y'all know the song, 'cause I got a roof over my head, I got a warm body and bed, I'm doing all right where I am with what I have. I got a Jeep, I got a dog, I got what they call a dream job. Woo! I feel like that song is about me, 'cause I got a Jeep, I got a dog, I got amazing dream jobs, I got an amazing hub. This was not my good singing voice. I'm laying down, so y'all have to deal with that. Let us get hydrated, 'cause we are rich and hydrated. A self-care makes you a millionaire. What the baby? One of the dogs just had a bad dream. No, too chunky, chunky. Good, go cheapy, cheapy. Oh, what a baby, good boy. I will see y'all tomorrow.